Hello, my name is Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald, and I'm your guest host today for Delaware State of the Arts on 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. My guest today is Lise Dubé-Cher, who is with the Delaware College of Art and Design, and we're going to talk a little bit about everything wonderful that is going on at DCAD, as they call it. So hi, Lise.
Hi, nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. Thanks for joining me. So there's a lot going on at DCAD, but for those who don't know what DCAD is about or where you are or what you do, give us a little quick history of what DCAD is all about.
Sure, I'm happy to. Well, I'm pleased to say that we are going to be celebrating our 25th anniversary next year. So DCAD was founded in 1997, and it was originally a joint initiative of Pratt, which is a college of art and design in New York, and the Corcoran, which was another school that was based in DC that is no longer in its current iteration. So DCAD eventually became its own independent college, and we are a private college of art and design based here in Wilmington, and we are, of course, the state College of Art and Design, hence the name Delaware College of Art and Design. And it's really, we're here to foster the creatives that work in our state. And we offer a two-year Associates of Fine Arts degree in five different majors. And so it's a wonderful opportunity from students, not only in Delaware, but from across the region to come in to do their foundation year and their second year. And some of the students then move on to four-year colleges, and then others go right into the workforce. So DCAD is really a pivotal and important part of the creative journey for many artists and designers in the region.
That's true. And a quarter century here in Delaware is a really big deal. And you're one of the linchpins of downtown Wilmington. And it's really exciting to see that DCAD is still here, that they're flourishing, that there are so many students that I know that have gone through those doors, faculty members, and they're really doing a great job of contributing not just to Delaware's creative industry, but to the East Coast and national creative industry. So it's really exciting that DCAD was formed from these two very prestigious entities, and we have our own prestige right now. They're on the corner of Market and
Market and Six. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we love being in the creative district. It's a great location. We love being in the heart of Wilmington. And yeah, now we have over 1,000 alumni who have graduated since the college was founded. So it's really it is really truly a remarkable story, and continues to be a vital part of the higher education landscape here in Delaware, but really in Wilmington also.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And congratulations on 25 years. I think that's great. Do you have anything big planned that you want to talk about for the 25th?
Well, we are cooking up a few big ideas, absolutely. And probably the main or the focus will be our annual art party, which is going to be a birthday party on April the 14th. So we have not officially announced it yet, but in January, you will be hearing more about that. And the art party has been a tradition here at DCAD for many years. And so this year we're transforming it into a big birthday party. So we're gonna be inviting people to come and join us and help us celebrate. And then throughout the year, and probably for beyond a year, we're going to be celebrating, because of course we were founded in 1997, but our first graduating class didn't graduate till 1999 because we're a two-year school. So we will have an opportunity to do many different events and to celebrate the college over the course of more than a year. So we're going to really sort of take advantage of this big milestone for DCAD and celebrate it with many different types of events. But the birthday party on April 14th will be sort of the focus for this coming year.
That would be great. And it's springtime. That's a time when everybody wants to get out in the streets, get outside. It's right before tax time. We can celebrate. That will be great. I'm looking forward to that. One of the great things about DCAD, not just that you're contributing to the creative economy and all that of Delaware, but also you're a pretty active partner in the Art Loop and art exhibition and putting your students out there and your alums too. So I know you have an exhibit now. Is you want to talk a little bit about the exhibit that you have currently? Because I think it's running through 2022, correct? Or running into 2022.
Into 2022.
And is that,
yeah, absolutely.
I wondered if that was an alum or a current student that was exhibiting. I wasn't sure.
Well, it's actually neither, to be honest. So part of our mandate and our mission with the gallery is to not only celebrate and focus on our students and our alumni, but also to bring visiting artists into the gallery and to focus, you know, more broadly and to put the work that our students and alumni do in a broader context. Mm-hmm. So currently we have an exhibition by a Delaware-based artist. She's a photographer. Her name is Bronwyn Hazlett. The exhibition is called Experiential Reality. And Bronwyn is quite phenomenal in the fact that she sort of redefines what photography is. So if you haven't had a chance to see the show, I do recommend that you pop down and take a look at it. It will be on view through January the 23rd. And we will be participating in the January 7th Art Loop as well. And Bronwyn will be here. But what Bronwyn really does is she focuses on alternative processes. So she does these long, really interesting in-camera exposures. So she gets these really nuanced, very interesting images that come out of that. She also does what's called lumen printing, which is this direct sort of printing onto photographic paper and exposing it for long periods of time. We actually have one of her lumen prints curing in our front window at the moment, and it's up for about 3 or 4 weeks. So she creates sort of a collage on the front of the paper and then lets the sun do its thing. It's a little bit different than cyanotypes, but it's a similar type of effect.
Really, you can look at that at one point and it will look entirely different a few days or even a week later.
Absolutely. And she will be, so at Art Loop on January 7th, she's going to be deinstalling that one and taking off the collage. So you'll be able to see exactly how the imagery that she placed in front of it transposed and how it imprinted on the photographic paper. So she does all these really fabulous sort of what I call alternative processes. Some of them are rooted in historical practices, and then some of them she's just sort of reinventing for herself. But she loves alchemy. She loves really sort of exploring different themes and subject matter. But as you can see in her art, you know, her work, that she is drawn to the landscape. But it's all very, very painterly, in a sense, I guess you could qualify it that way.
It does. It looks a lot like, you know, abstract art. And it's really striking. And her traditional work that I've seen, check out her website, is beautiful. The colors that she's able to extract are just amazing. But then her more abstract pieces have this real ethereal quality to them. It's very otherworldly. It's a great, great mix. And I think it's very interesting. So people will definitely want to check that out. And that again is up until January
23rd.
But it will be up for the January 7th Art Loop. So
correct. Yes. And just a little, note on that, we are going to be closed for 2 weeks over the holidays. So just check our website for dates if you are planning to stop by.
But you can stop and check out the piece in the window, which will change.
Absolutely. Yes. So you can see her, the way our gallery is oriented on the corner, we have a big window, so you can actually see a good portion of the exhibition just from outside.
That's right. That's what's so great too about the way that gallery is structured, is you can see it from the street. You can, if it's crowded in the gallery, you still get a good look at what's going on. And you really do a good job with that. So I enjoy it. One of my favorite things is to see the student exhibition at the end of this the session or the semester every year. That's just amazing. So
yes, the capstone exhibition, our graduating students. Yeah, that's always bittersweet. You know, it's wonderful to celebrate them and to have their work up, but then they're gone. then they leave us and they move on. So yes, it's a really wonderful way to celebrate all that they've accomplished. And we have a very rigorous program. So they work hard when they're here. So it's really wonderful for them to be celebrated with that, you know, an exhibition in the gallery, and then to send them off to their next adventure, whatever that might be.
Their next artistic chapter, as it were.
Exactly, exactly.
That's great. Yeah. Do you have students that come back and teach?
We do.
That's a leading question, because I know one has, but.
Yes. No, it's a great question. And we do, so that we have alumni who come back and teach in the degree program as adjunct faculty, but we also have a lot that teach within our continuing education programming. And that's really my role at DCAD, is I'm the director of continuing and professional studies. So all the non-academic programming, I guess you could say, would be the easiest way to classify it. So I work with quite a few of our alumni. They come back, you know, and especially the ones that are interested in teaching and want to start, you know, having more of that type of experience and building the resume as both educators and animators, or educators and fine artists. And they want to have that sort of that exposure and that experience. And it's always great to have them come back. They can relate to the students, you know, in their own unique way, because they've lived it, they've experienced it, they know DCAD, they know the culture. So whether they're, you know, one of our pre-college teen students who are taking a workshop, or one of our adult learners, they really sort of have a passion and a commitment to the success of the students through their teaching.
I think that's great. Like I said, I know someone that had come back as an adjunct faculty person, and it was a really great experience for them. So I thought that was interesting and a great way to give back to their alma mater. So
absolutely. And it's great. You know, we have some alumni that are, you know, they work for DreamWorks and they come back and teach for us. They work for, you know, big New York firms, and they make time to come back. We just had one of our animators who's based in the Bronx come back and do a pre-college workshop for 2 weekends. So it's really fun that they're, you know, they're always willing to come back, and they're always willing to share their time, their expertise, sort of no matter where they are in their career, you know, mm-hmm. even if their career, you know, they're more, you know, advanced in their career, they're always willing to support the efforts of DCAD.
I think that's great. Before we get into the next segment that I want to ask you about, I want to remind our listeners that you are listening to Delaware State of the Arts on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. And today we are talking with Lise Dubé-Cher with the Delaware College of Art and Design. And Lise, please give me your title again. I will get it wrong.
I have the longest title. I am the Director of Continuing and Professional Studies.
Excellent. So if I would like to come and take a class, I would probably talk with you first.
Isn't that exactly. Right? Or you can go to our website. In fact, just last Friday, we released all of our winter workshops. So it's a really, now is sort of the moment to take a look and see what's available. We still have some limitations on our in-person classes because of COVID. So the classes are going to be small, but Friday we released 25 new programs that will get going. Most of them get started in early February. And we're really focusing on doing quite a few one-day workshops right now. Nice. Just because we find people are still a little bit uncertain about in person and how to navigate sort of our current climate, and also just time commitment. You know, people are really sort of trying to balance their time and get back into some sort of normal routine. So we have a really great offering of about 20 one-day workshops that we'll be rolling out starting in February.
Oh, that's great. And give us your website so that everyone can go and check out these wonderful one-day workshops and continuing ed.
It is very straightforward. It's www.dcad.edu. So it's very short and sweet. You can just Google Delaware College of Art and Design as well.
It'll pop right up.
Easy to find. It is easy to find.
That's right.
I also wanted to share with you that one of our signature events is coming back. So for many years now, we've been doing an annual drawing marathon.
Yes. I'm so glad it's coming back.
It is coming back. You know, we debated, should we, shouldn't we? We took obviously the year off last year because it wasn't the right time to bring it back. But we will be bringing it back. It's going to be running on January the 22nd. So a great activity, whether you have experience or not, it's a great way to come down and participate, spend the day drawing. We have live models here. We'll have some still lifes as well. And you can really just sort of immerse yourself in a drawing experience from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So you can spend as much time with us as you want. But we have a lot of dedicated people who come every year, spend the whole time here. They're camped out. It's great fun. And it's just nice to be with a community of people who are interested in, you know, in supporting each other and working together. And we, our models are fabulous. They work with us on sort of creating the right type of experience for all of our participants. So January 22nd, it's on the website. Registration is open now. And it's just great to see, you know, the registrations are coming in, which is fabulous. So we know people were anxious for it to come back.
Yeah, that is, it is one of the signature events of Wilmington, and it's so great to have it back. So congratulations on bringing that back.
Thank you.
Yeah. So while we're talking about education, I know that you have a, I don't know if it's a new initiative, but it's an exciting initiative. So do you want to talk a little bit about the Youth Arts Initiative and why you started that, what you're going to do with it, what it's going to look like this year, and how people can get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I think everybody recognizes that the past couple of years have been very challenging. And we know for sure that for our, you know, especially for high school students and our high school students that are, you know, artistically inclined and creatives, it was really tough for them to be cut off from the art room, from their art studios, and that, you know, that sort of incubator that they have in the schools, some of them for a year and a half. Didn't have access to any sort of art making supplies or studios or anything like that. So last summer, we brought back our pre-college summer immersive program, which is another signature program of DCAD. It's a wonderful program where high school students can come for 1 week or 2 weeks and do a deep dive into a major of their choice. We had over 40 students participate in person. It all went very smoothly, which was great. And so we decided that based on the success of that, that we wanted to expand the offerings. We wanted to really help sort of reconnect high school and now middle school students with their art making, with their studio practice, their production. So we launched a series of programs in the fall, all aimed at our teen audience, and got many of those up and running. And it was just great to see, you know, the teens engaging, coming back. And when we did the surveys, many of them said, you know, that they were thrilled that it was in person and that they really needed that time to be focused on and reconnect with their art making. So that was wonderful. And our programs that we're offering this winter, again, we've opened them up so that they're available to both teens and adults, so we can continue to serve that audience and make experiences, both art and design education available to the teens. So we're slowly building out this program. We are going to be adding a middle school camp for next summer. So that will be our big addition. We'll do our traditional 2 weeks of pre-college, which we always do the last 2 weeks of July. And then the week, second week of July, we will also be doing a middle school 1 week immersive camp. So details to come on that. We're just putting it together now. We think we're gonna focus on animation, but we wanna make it accessible to other creatives who have different interests. So we'll probably mix it up a little bit, but I think the main focus will be an animation camp for summer 2022 for our middle school students. So slowly rolling back and embracing and engaging the younger students who are also really interested in making art.
Yeah, and sadly, a lot of art programs are not as robust and available as they once were. So it's great that you're able to reach out and offer those things to people. I think that's so wonderful. What other kinds of classes do you think you'll offer? I know you said you've talked about animation, but what other types of programs do you think that you might be able to provide?
Yeah, well, we've been working on expanding our offering. So we offer, you know, painting and we offer figure drawing. Animation is always popular, as you can imagine, but we also offer illustration classes, photography. We have a really wonderful menu of photography workshops for this winter, which is really exciting to see. And we're also treading into areas such as creativity. We have a wonderful instructor who will be coming in and really helping, working with our continuing ed students on creativity and where does it come from and how do you continue to fuel it and to spark that creative engine that you need to make art? You know, where does that all come from? So she'll be unpacking and working with students on sort of that creative element of things. And then on the more sort of practical, technical side, we're doing a lot of digital media as well, video editing and YouTube 101 and those types of courses and workshops as well. So there really is a little bit of everything for everyone. People can sort of find their point of entry and explore from there. And the great thing about the one-day workshops is they're one day. So you can try something you've never tried before, give it a whirl, see if you like it. If it's not for you, that's fine. But it's really an opportunity for people to, you know, either go deeper into something that they're interested in or try something new.
I think that's great. Yeah, I'm excited about all of that. I would like to look into it myself. I think I want to get into some of that.
Yeah, there's a few that I want to take too. So I think I might be signing up for some of my own courses that we're offering.
That'd be great. We can see each other in class.
Exactly.
That's excellent. Well, let's remind everybody one more time that you have what's coming up in early 2022. So the current exhibition is up and tell Bronwyn's name again.
Bronwyn Hazlett, and the exhibition is Experiential Reality, and that will be on view till January the 23rd.
Okay.
And right. Then on January 22nd, so you see you can come for the drawing marathon and see the exhibition. A great opportunity. So on January the 22nd, we have our annual drawing marathon, which is back. And that, as we talked about, is one of our signature events and just a great, great day. And then all of our workshops, they really start sort of kicking in early February. I decided to sort of give January a little bit of a break because people are just sort of re-entering after the holidays and getting, you know, their bearings. Plus, you know, I didn't want to have to worry about weather delays or anything like that. So starting in February, we have about 25 different workshops that we'll be offering through April.
That's great. Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited for this. I'm so excited for the 25th anniversary of DCAD in Wilmington and in Delaware, excuse me. So congratulations on everything. It has been a joy to talk to you. I can't wait to see you in person.
Well, thank you. No, this has been wonderful. And it's just, you know, DCAD is so thrilled to be part of the creative economy, the creative community, to be part of, you know, the downtown Wilmington art scene. And our students love it. You know, our students love being down here. They love being in the thick of things. And it's just a great experience for everyone. So thank you for inviting me to join you today.
Yeah, thank you so much. And we will look forward to celebrating the 25th with you very soon.
Yes, in April.
All right. Thanks so much. Take care.
Thank you.